Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about In Praise of Walking by Shane O'Mara. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book change how you think about something as simple as walking?
It really did. I mean, I knew walking was good for you, but O'Mara makes the case that it's basically a superpower. He's a neuroscientist, and he shows how walking isn't just exercise, it's a cognitive and emotional tool that shaped us as a species.
Yeah. And he starts with the biomechanics, which honestly blew my mind. We think of walking as automatic, but it's this insane full-body orchestration.
Right.
Your brain is processing visual input, vestibular signals from your inner ear, and proprioception from your muscles, all in real time, just to take a single step. Toddlers struggle because they're literally building those neural circuits.
And the fact that we do it without thinking is a testament to how amazing our brains are. But the really wild part is what happens when we walk. He talks about how it boosts blood flow and oxygen to the brain.
Exactly. A brisk walk temporarily improves executive functions like planning and working memory. And it enhances creativity. Nietzsche and Thoreau both knew that intuitively.
I love the explanation for that. He says the rhythmic, low-impact nature of walking frees up cognitive resources, letting your mind wander and make novel connections. I've definitely had my best ideas while walking.
Me too. But the long-term benefits are even more compelling. Walking stimulates the release of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. He calls it fertilizer for the brain.
BDNF promotes the growth of new neurons and strengthens existing connections. It's especially active in the hippocampus, which is critical for memory. Regular walking can actually increase hippocampal volume.
That's the kind of news we all need to hear. We're not passive victims of brain aging. We can build cognitive reserve through something as simple as a daily walk.
And then there's the mood piece. He describes walking as a natural antidepressant. The repetitive, bilateral motion has a calming, meditative effect. It breaks the cycle of rumination.
Plus, being outdoors exposes you to sunlight, which regulates circadian rhythms and boosts vitamin D. But I think the biggest factor is the sense of agency. When you feel stuck, putting one foot in front of the other is a small victory.
Yeah, it's symbolic and real at the same time. But O'Mara goes even bigger. He argues that walking is what made us human. Our ancestors' shift to bipedalism freed our hands and altered our pelvis, allowing for a larger brain.
And he makes a fascinating point about walking and talking. The steady pace of walking is the perfect tempo for conversation. Walking side by side, sharing a path, he thinks this was the crucible for language and cooperation.
So walking is a social technology. And then he contrasts that with our modern sedentary world. We spend hours sitting in cars, at desks, on couches. Our brains and bodies evolve for movement.
He doesn't just blame technology. He blames the design of our cities. We've engineered physical activity out of daily life with sprawling suburbs and car-centric infrastructure. It's a public health crisis.
The good news is the solution is simple. He's not saying we all need to become long-distance hikers. He just wants us to reintegrate walking into our routines. Take stairs, walk to the shop, have a walking meeting.
And he champions walkable cities, mixed-use neighborhoods, safe sidewalks, green spaces. But on an individual level, the takeaway is clear. Every step is an investment in your brain.
So my one big takeaway is this: walking isn't a waste of time. It's one of the most powerful things you can do for your cognitive health, your mood, and your creativity. I'm going to make it a non-negotiable part of my day.
And if you want to go deeper, the full summary of this book is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So to quote O'Mara, to walk is to be human, and to walk more is to live a richer, healthier, more creative life. We'll see you in the next one.